The following is a special presentation of American University Basketball and Federal News Radio. This is AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, a weekly look at all things Eagles basketball. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan is brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance.
Back out to Reed, right side. He puts up the three and he makes it. Jesse Reed with a big three, and the Eagles have the 7-point lead over the Badgers. Jesse feeds off to Vosic. Marco, left elbow, puts up the shot, acrobatic style, and gets it to go. Vosic nails another one. Delonte trying to drive the paint, does so, puts it up and in. Nice shot there by Delonte Jones, his first bucket in an Eagles uniform.
Now with AU head basketball coach Mike Brennan, here's the voice of American University basketball, Dan Lang.
And welcome into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Brennan, Dan Lang, alongside Coach and Nick Guerrero sitting in with us today. And good to have Nick with us. And Coach, when you take a look at where you guys are right now, I know one of the things that you like to say, and one of the things that you'd said after this last game was, you know, as long as the guys are getting better every day, you're fine with that. So in what areas are you seeing the guys improve upon here in these first couple games?
I mean, it's just getting experience. I don't like to necessarily say that, because usually what comes after that is I'm not worried about wins and losses.
Well, right, and that's why I didn't go there, because it's so, obviously not true.
Right. But to be honest, it's important to keep them focused on what we need to do, and that is getting better. And I'm not naive where I think, oh, the freshmen, you know, playing a lot of freshmen and you're just going to win games right away. So you have to sort of balance that. But I just want them to be in games, to be trying to do all the things that players have to do to make us win, knowing that they're not necessarily going to do all those things right away, but it's just a learning experience. And like I said, you know, I thought we battled back, the other day. We could have folded easily, but we came back. You know, you cut it to whatever it was, four or five. With a few minutes left. So I think they're doing all the things that we're asking. It's just a matter of time.
I think that's my one question for you, Coach. Down 4 points, you know, less than 2 minutes to go. You've got Delonte Jones out there, James Washington out there, two young guys. What kind of confidence do you have in those guys in crunch time?
Yeah, no, I mean, I have a lot of confidence in them. I'll have more confidence in them once they get this, you know, these experiences under their belt. But it's like one of those things where, you know, with a veteran team down four, you can tell them more specifically what to do, what to look for, how to score. Whereas with these guys, you're just trying to sort of get into your offense and, you know, run something that you actually recognize. I think they're getting better quickly. So I just want to try to, you know, play them as much as possible. And I'd love to get, Leon and Lonnie did not play in that game. And, those are two guys that I want to get some minutes to, because I know that they'll be able to help me or help us. It's just a question of, you know, trying to plug them in. You know, we already have Charlie and Marco and, you know, Jesse, guys that you think can do the things that you need to do. But we got to find some other guys, so I got to figure out a way to get all these guys in there.
And it really is a feeling out process for you this season. Of course, the last couple seasons, we've talked about it ad nauseum, that you pretty much knew what your lineup was going to be. In the first game, the game against Rhode Island, you played 11 guys. And then in the game against Hampton, you played 9 guys. So I'm sure for you, it's not just figuring out which guys in particular are doing well, but which lineups you like to have out there, which combinations, right? I mean, there's a lot that goes into it.
Absolutely. And right now, I don't know that. You know, and I keep telling the guys, I said it after the game the other day, reliability was important. And then combinations of guys, you know, I think, Lonnie keeps popping up into my head because of his versatility. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have to necessarily replace a forward. He can go in for Jesse or go in for Alex or someone like that. So I got to figure out a way just to, you know, get guys minutes to find out who, you know, at the end of the day, we think can do it, and get them some experience early on, because, you know, foul trouble, league play is tough. You're going to need everybody to contribute. So you want to ideally have everybody to have some experience under their belt. We're going to keep tinkering with with the lineups and with playing different guys. And, try to come up with something that works.
And Lonnie, with his versatility, I mean, that's the type of guy that you like to have within your system, a guy that can play a bunch of different positions and doesn't have to fit into that one spot.
Right, right, exactly. I mean, he can really pass the ball. He dribbles well. I don't know if he can guard, little fast guys yet. But I think that's something that he will be able to do. It helps me a lot having, playing sort of our style is versatile. So normally all the players that we have some versatility. So you can mix and match sort of lineups.
You want to talk about versatility. I think Charlie Jones is the one guy so far this year. You look at his line from the Hampton game, 6 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and he's taking the jump for you as well.
Yeah, no, Charlie's, we kidded last year. He's like Bugs Bunny in that cartoon where he's the pitcher and the catcher. He literally does everything. And again, that's Charlie. That's his the type of guy that he is, the type of player that he is. That's how he's approached practice every day. So again, I keep harping to our younger guys. It used to be like Schoaf, be like Schoaf on a daily basis, how he went about his business. Now it's Charlie. He just tries to, there's so many things that can be done on a court to win a game, and he tries to do all the things that he's capable of. So, and I think, our freshmen and I think our young guys are all capable of eventually doing all these things. So it's just a matter of them, figuring it out, doing it in games, watching Charlie on a daily basis and trying to mimic him as much as possible.
And Paris Margos is a guy that, is obviously going to be a big piece to this team. And we've seen him have some flashes where it seems like he really meshes and goes with the system. And there are other times where he gets visibly frustrated on the floor. Where do you see him right now? I realize, obviously, we're only 2 games in. But where do you see him in, as far as fitting in and getting things done and on the peg?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we ask a lot of our post guys. It's mm-hmm. different. Tony had the luxury of having Pee Wee and Schoaf, and he sort of got all the attention, and I didn't really have to worry too much about Pee Wee, Schoaf, and even Jesse for the most part, because Pee Wee and Schoaf were out there, mm-hmm. So you had sort of stability in those other spots, and, Tony can get all the attention, and, he made a lot of mistakes early on too, so it took him a while. I'm happy with Paris's progress. He's going to be good for us. And then the other thing too is each game that we play, teams will play us differently. So not only is he learning to be comfortable doing with what we're asking him to do, but he's got to be comfortable doing it against sort of different types of defenses and different types of players.
Well, here's an interesting question with Paris. Do you think it's helping him transition more that he had to sit out the year compared to if he would have been an automatic transfer, learning the system, learning, under some of the guys from last year? You think that's helped him a little bit more?
It always helps getting that extra year. But to be honest, it's once you're out there, once you're doing it, that's the best experience you can have. So even though you can sit out and watch it for years and years and years, but just that first practice, that first game when you actually have the ball in your hands and you have to do all these things, live, with defense, then all the decision making, it's a little different. It's like, anybody can sit home and, armchair quarterback kind of thing. But once you're out there, it's a little different.
Marko Vasic is another guy that, obviously down the stretch last year did a lot for you. This season has done some things, but he's also been a guy that early on has seemed frustrated, visibly frustrated on the floor. I don't remember really seeing that from him last season, but this year a little bit more so. Do you think part of that is because he is in the starting lineup and he is a senior and he really kind of is maybe not necessarily going into the leadership role, but he is so into it that when he has a hiccup, either himself or a play goes bad or whatever, that he seems to get upset?
Well, I mean, I think he's a tough kid. He's an emotional kid. He plays really hard. He wants to win. Our margin of error right now to win games is very slight. So, when Charlie or Marko or somebody are making mistakes, it just sort of everything's magnified. But it just goes to show you how important Pee Wee was. Because, none of these guys are better this year. They're not worse than they were last year. Mm-hmm. So we always had Pee Wee as like the little fireman putting out fires everywhere and, sort of making up for mistakes. And, last year we would turn the ball over, but Pee Wee would run back and get a steal or get a charge or make a play. So we don't have Pee Wee, this year. So all of these little things are getting magnified, and I think everybody's sort of trying to come to grips with that, and everybody sort of has to elevate their game. So it's not just one guy. It's, you know, Jesse and Marco and Charlie. As much as Charlie's doing, you know, even he has to elevate his game because you don't have a guy like Pee Wee around. They're the guys now. They're the guys that have to do all those things and be, you know, steady and rocks. So now we can, you know, bring along some of these freshmen and some of the younger guys that haven't played a lot.
Time for our first time out here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Brennan. Fans and alumni, get your tickets now for the next men's home games. Thursday, December 17th at 7:30 p.m. versus Stony Brook, and Sunday afternoon, December 20th at 1:30 p.m. versus Maryland Eastern Shore. Purchase tickets to all men's and women's basketball games at AUEagles.com or call 202-885-TIXX. Again, that number, 202-885-TIXX. Back with more AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio right after this. Welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, Dan Lang alongside Nick Guerrero and Coach Brennan. And let's talk a little bit about recruiting because this week it became known and was able to be unveiled. Two of the guys that you're bringing in for next year, Mark Gasparini, a 6'9 center out of Bremer and May up in Brookline, Massachusetts, and Saeed Nelson, a 6-foot point guard out of Pleasantville, New Jersey, are the two guys that you announced. Just talk about, I guess let's start with Gasparini, a big guy, a center that has really honed his skills from what I've read over the last year or so, year and a half.
Yeah, no, I'm real excited about Mark. I think he can be a terrific player right away. He's very skilled. He can really shoot the ball. He's basically a 3-point shooter, very mobile, and works hard. I mean, he plays for a great coach up there, Tom Nelson. I've been up there a bunch, and I mean, they're up in the morning, they're working out. He's getting taught a lot. And Tom has done a great job with Mark. Mark was one of those, you know, as a younger player, he's sort of gangly and, you know, it required a coach that understood, hey, I got to let this guy, you know, get him experience and let him make mistakes. And, you know, player development was a big thing. He's going to play against some of the best competition in the country this year. You know, he has up there at Bremer and May since he's been there. So playing the type of schedule that he plays and getting the kind of, you know, coaching that he's getting, I'm super excited about Mark.
Is part of his growth coming from Moscow, from Russia, and coming over here, getting into the game here and getting everything honed?
He's been here since he was 10. Just another foreign kid on our team. I think, he definitely has that sense of appreciation for everything that he has here. And he works in that capacity. So we're excited to just add him to the team, not just as a player. You know, he brings a lot to the table, but as the type of kid that he is too.
And he really fits in at American University, which has such an international community. If he brings the Russian component to it. So he's a guy that when you look at his game as it sits right now, and obviously I'm sure it's going to change between now and when he gets to campus next year, that he's a guy that can shoot from long distance. He also can shoot close to the basket, and is he also a pretty good rebounder? And so he pretty much has all the you can chalk off all the different components to his game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited just because we'll finally be able to go big as opposed to being small. Normally, you know, when you play the way we play, it's hard to find bigger guys that can do all the things that we need them to do. So that's, you know, we've been extra small in the past few years. So now that we have, you know, a few guys that are versatile, that can do multiple things on the court, that are good basketball players and happen to be tall. Next year to be Paris and, Andre is the same way, you know, very skilled, and Mark will fit right in.
I think it's an interesting one, too. You look at Saeed coming from Pleasantville, New Jersey, and the relationships. I think that's the big part of the recruiting process as well. Assistant coach Scott Greeman played at St. Augustine as well for Coach Rodeo. What is that like? Talk to us a little bit about the relationship building as far as recruiting and how that got put into place.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the most important things you can do as an assistant coach and as a recruiter is build all these relationships. So with Saeed Nelson coming in next year, you know, he's a fast, you know, great playmaking point guard. You know, he he's terrific with the ball. He helps other people. Playing for Coach Rodeo at St. Augustine's Prep, which has been a perennial power. I mean, that he's won over, you know, 700 or 800 games. I forget what it is. It might even be more than that, to be honest with you. But he's been there for a long time. He's done a great job. So, you know, St. Augustine's is a prep that's competing for state titles every year. So to get a kid, you know, from a program like that who understands what goes into winning is important. And then, as you know, like you mentioned, Scott Greenman played for Coach Rodeo, you know, and I remember I watched Scotty, you know, throughout his whole career from freshman to senior year, and he was in state title games every year. He wound up having a great career for us at Princeton. So anytime you get a guy from a program like that, you know, you're very excited. And, you know, I think Saeed's going to be able to help us right away, too. I mean, he's just a savvy, savvy player. And, you know, he's played against a lot of good players, a lot of good teams. So, you know, it's two good ones coming in to build on the class that we have, you know, the freshmen this year.
And when you look at Nelson, I mean, he's, what, averaging 19 points, 8 assists, and he chose AU over Holy Cross, BU, and Lafayette. So when you talk about relationships and how much they matter, I mean, they matter everywhere in this world, it seems like nowadays, but especially on the recruiting trail where, you know, you might maybe have an assistant coach or someone at the prep levels maybe plant a seed and say, hey, this guy may not be on others' radars, but come here and take a look at this guy. Is that kind of how sometimes some of these guys get to be on radars? I mean, I'm sure, you know, there are scouting services and there's word of mouth and there's just general, you know, sites that you guys look at and people that you talk to, but relationships really do mean a lot in that component.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are, you know, publications and, you know, scouts and all that kind of stuff, but you tend to sort of trust the people that you know. And Scotty had Saeed. He had the whole team almost on campus their sophomore year, freshman and sophomore year. So, you know, we were familiar with Saeed early on. And obviously that relationship helps a lot. You know, the kids want to go where they feel comfortable, where, you know, and, you know, if their head coach is saying, hey, you know, I've coached Scotty and, you know, I trust him. And, you know, that goes a long way. Saeed had a great visit. You know, he fit in with our guys. I think there's a lot here at American University to sell. So I think, you know, once we get kids on campus, you know, I think we got a good shot at getting them.
You know, I think the one other part with Saeed, just from watching some of his highlight videos, he can penetrate the lane in a way that I think you losing a player like Pee Wee, you might be gaining another type of ball player like that. How important is that, though, for you to have someone to come in who is not afraid to go against big body defenders?
Yeah, absolutely. He's fearless. I mean, he grew up right outside of Atlantic City, so he's been playing against, you know, good players his whole life. And, you know, the fact that he can get into the lane and get by his guys so easily, and the fact that he's such a great decision maker, you know, makes coaching offense a lot easier. You don't have to work so hard to get open shots. You know, if you got a guy that can just go blow by his guy, and then he's at the rim and he's making all types of good decisions and he can finish through contact and he's sort of fearless when he goes in there. So, you know, we saw it the last 2 years with Pee Wee when stuff would break down, you know, to have a guy that can do it on their own. So just having another guy in addition. I envision James and Delonte being just like that too.
You're listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan here on Federal News Radio as we get set for the top of the hour when the Eagles are on the road to play the St. Francis of PA Red Flash. And we're talking about recruiting. When did these two guys, Gasparini and Nelson, come onto your radar? Like, take us through the process of when you first said, aha, okay, I want to look at that guy, I want to go after that guy. How long is the process from when you first start being interested to when you actually get the signature on the dotted line?
Yeah, well, I mean, our assistants have done a great job. I mean, I'm very excited about our freshmen this year, and it was a class that we knew about them for a long time. We did our homework, and, you know, we're able to see them a lot. So you, when you sign guys that you feel really good about, that always helps. You're not scrambling. So it's the same with, you know, Matt Wolf, you know, knew about Mark Gasparini, I mean, years ago. So, you know, he was doing, you know, in touch with the coach and the family and the kid and everything. And, you know, the same with Scott regarding Saeed. So it's the thing that I like about this class is it's another class that, you know, we've seen these kids play a lot. We know sort of exactly, you know, what we think they are. We feel good about them as kids. So it's just another class where we spent a lot of time and we feel good about the group coming in. And it's just, you know, a lot of legwork from the assistants. I mean, I'm on the radio, they're back in the office right now, just on the phones, just, you know, trying to find guys. So, and it helps. I trust those guys a lot too with, you know, they have to sort of filter down the list, you know, so they're looking at hundreds and hundreds of kids trying to figure out, okay, well, you know, who are we going to send coach to see, you know, especially during the season, you know, you got very limited time. So, you know, kids better be good. So they do a lot of legwork sort of filtering down that list. And I trust, you know, their evaluation of kid, you know, not just players, but the kids as individuals. And, you know, what kind of kids are they going to be when they step on campus? So it's important, and they, you know, they're doing a great job.
And you mentioned seeing players during the season. I mean, you look at your schedule, your calendar, and how you fit in. Obviously, coaching the games, you figure in, you've got to look at game film, look at scouting reports, come up with your game plan. And, oh, by the way, you also make some trips to go look at some of these guys during the season.
Yeah, no, you got to get out and see kids. They have to see you in their gym. You know, they're not concerned with your season. You know, they're worried about themselves. But, you know, I was just on the road yesterday seeing a kid that we really like. So, you know, on your days off, you all coaches do this. You know, they got to make time to get out and make sure you're seeing kids, because that's the lifeblood of the program. Is, you know, you got to replace your PUEs and your SHOFs, and you know, so you got to have the next kids coming in. So it's, you know, it's just a constant thing. But that's, you know, that's part of it. And, you know, that's why we're doing this. You know, it's fun to go out and, you know, see all these kids play and sort of recruit the kind of kids that you want in your program.
Time for another timeout here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. An AU basketball game is the perfect venue to host your next party or group event. Organize a group birthday party or neighborhood outing and enjoy discounts and recognition at the game. All groups receive block seating, savings off the box office price, a welcome on the Bender video board, and a visit from Claude the Eagle to your seats, all for as low as $3 a person. Call the Athletics Ticket Office, 202-885-TIXX. Again, that's 202-885-TIXX to book your outing today. Back with more AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio right after this. Back here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, getting set for the top of the hour when his Eagles are in Loretto, PA to take on the St. Francis of Pennsylvania Red Flash. And, Coach, you take a look at the Red Flash. It's a team that in your first couple years at AU, you've pulled off wins both times. Last year, a tight one, 49-46. A couple years ago, it was almost a 30-point win. It was a 75-43 victory for the Eagles. One of the common denominators in that one was Jesse Reed and what he has done in those games. He had 18 points in the game last year, 20 points in the game up there a couple years ago. And, I mean, he really comes to play against them, and he's going to have a large group of family and friends that are going to be there because they're from only an hour or two away.
Right, yeah. Now, we always get great support from Jesse and his friends and family when we go to this game. And, again, Jesse has scored a lot of points for us in the past, and he's going to have to continue to do that certainly this year. And, you know, they look like they scored a bunch of points. They like to get up and down. So, you know, our transition defense and then making them work on defense as well is going to be important. But, you know, we're looking for Jesse to, you know, to be as steady as he has been for us for the past couple of years. And then hopefully, you know, as all the other guys sort of get their feet wet, they can contribute more and more as we go along here.
Malik Harmon has been a constant in their lineup, and he's coming off a game with 9 assists. But he has been up and down as far as his consistency goes. When you take a look at game film, what do you see from Harmon?
He was a really good player. I mean, he played a lot his freshman year, so he's got a lot of minutes under his belt. So when we won by a bunch 2 years ago, you know, they were going through a similar thing where, you know, playing a freshman guard, and you can tell he was going to be really good then. And he played really well against us last year, so I know he's going to be a handful this year. You know, he can make plays, he can shoot, you know, good decision maker, you know, he sort of makes that team run.
I think you take a look at St. Francis, PA, and after Hampton the other day, they scored 95 against Winthrop. The Red Flash put up 103 against Westminster. Do you think this is a good test for your team defensively to see what you guys can do against them? Obviously, less possessions, and just the overall style of play that they play is a good test for you guys going into conference play?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always, you know, when you're playing sort of different styles, it's who winds up sort of imposing their will, so to speak, you know, on the game. So I thought, you know, the other night against Hampton, you know what? I mean, we gave up 21 points and a half. So that's, I mean, I thought that was terrific. But then, you know, young guys, they got to learn. You got to do it two halves. You can't just do it one. So that's just part of the growing process. So this will be another, you know, similar test. This team gets up and down. They like to score. They like to get out. Are we going to be affected by that? And are we going to be sort of on our heels? Or are we going to be making them do the things that we want them to do?
And we'll get a chance to see how all of that unfolds coming up just after the top of the hour when the Eagles are in Loretto, PA against the St. Francis of Pennsylvania Red Flash. Thanks for tuning into this week's show. Don't forget, coming up next on the same station, it's AU at St. Francis live from Loretto, PA. We'll also have for you the Eagles contest at VCU next Wednesday, the 25th from Richmond starting at 7 p.m. The pregame show is next right here on Federal News Radio, 1050 a.m.
Thank you for listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Today's show was brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails, Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio. Archived episodes available online at AUEagles.com.